Praise God. I titled this sermon, Another Comforter. Praise God. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus has sent us another comforter. If you'll turn with me to John 16 and verse 5, we're going to read about it. Praise God. And before we read the verse, let's bow our heads. Just ask God to help us. Heavenly Father, I love you. I thank you, Father, that you are our help in a time of trouble. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given us another comforter. I thank you for your Spirit. Pray, Father God, that you touch us, Lord, and help us. Father, that we can break the bread of life, Father God, and that your people, oh God, can see it as it is, Father God, and find help in you. Just pray, God, that you bless us today, and I'll give you glory. I'll praise you and honor you, Father God, today in Jesus' name. Praise God. Now listen to what Jesus says. It's praise God the night before he died. He says, but now I go my way to him that sent me. I'm going to go back to the Father, he's saying. And none of you ask me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, you sorrow. Sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said it was expedient for us, Brother Mike, for the disciples, that he go back to heaven. Why? So the Comforter would come. Amen. If he didn't go back and get the promise of the Father, the Comforter wouldn't come. Amen. Now, can you imagine the apostles hearing this? You're saying, Jesus, it's better for you to leave us? How can that be? Well, praise God. Amen. He was teaching them something. He's saying, look, if I go back to the Father, I'm going to send you the Comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, and He's going to be with you. I'm going to be with you through the Spirit of God. Amen. And praise God, He's not, amen. Jesus, when He was in the flesh, when He was on earth, amen, He was there in little city Jerusalem with them apostles. But today, because of the Holy Spirit, He can be with each and every one of us all the time. You see? Amen. Because of the Holy Ghost that He got for us, praise God, He said, me and my Father are going to come and make our abode in you. Look at chapter 14. We read the verses. Praise God. Let the Word of God stand. And verse 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We, my Father and I, we're going to come and live inside of him. Verse 15, read it. Chapter 14. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwells with you. And shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus says, I'm going to come to you. How? Through the Holy Ghost, praise God. Through the Spirit of God. Amen. The Bible tells us we have communion with the Holy Ghost. We have fellowship with the Father and the Son through the Holy Ghost. Now listen, when I ask somebody, does Jesus live in your heart? Praise God, it's different from what people think. Praise God, amen. People say, well, my grandma and my grandpa died, but they still live in my heart. They're saying their memory is in my heart, is what they're saying. I remember them in my heart. When we say Jesus lives in our heart, we're not talking about the memory of Jesus. We're talking about the Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside of us, praise God. Amen. He's closer to us than He was to the disciples when He was on earth. Do you see? Praise God, all this He went through. Praise God, the death and resurrection. One of the main reasons was so He could come and live inside of us. Praise God. When I say Jesus lives in me, I mean Jesus lives in me. Praise God, when I say Jesus talks with me, I mean, praise God, He really talks with me. When I say He walks with me, praise God, He really walks with me. He's with me, praise God, through the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, you don't have Jesus Christ in you. Praise God, you must have the Spirit of God. Now look at chapter 16. We'll read from the Word of God some more. In verse 12, amen, of chapter 16. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you. I got a lot to say to you, saying, but you can't bear them right now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For he shall speak of himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Praise God, did you get all that? The Spirit of truth is going to come. The Holy Ghost is going to come to you and guide you and teach you. Jesus said, I can't tell you everything I need to tell you right now. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to tell you things. He's going to teach you things. He's going to guide you in all truth. Now the Bible in 1 John talks about the anointing of God, the Spirit of God. He says it teaches you all things. And it's truth, and it's not a lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. The Holy Spirit is your guide. The Holy Spirit is what's supposed to be teaching you. Praise God. Amen. People wander around looking for a teacher. But praise God, if you're saved, if you're born again, you've got the ultimate teacher in your heart. Praise God. Amen. Now God's got offices of teachers, praise God, in His church. Because people, praise God, walk in the flesh a whole lot and they're going to have to be taught from the Word of God. But I tell you what, the Holy Ghost will teach you. The Spirit of God is going to teach you and lead you and guide you into all truth. Praise God. Amen. If you're wrong about something, Brother Mike, Holy Spirit Jesus will show you in your heart. Or He might send somebody to you and say, look, brother, what the Bible says, the Holy Ghost says, Brother Mike, that's right. You better go by that. Praise God, the Holy Spirit's done me that way. I've not understood something, but praise God, He's letting me know, hey, this is the right way. Walk ye in it, praise God. The Bible says you're going to hear a voice, amen, from behind telling you, this is the way. Walk you in it, praise God. This is the way. He's going to teach you the good way, the old path, praise God, and you'll walk therein. Praise God, we can't replace the Holy Ghost with some man. Praise God, the Holy Spirit is to teach you and lead you and guide you. Praise God, the Spirit is your teacher, your corrector, your encourager, your comforter, your helper, praise God. It's all these things to you. Praise God. Amen. What would we do without Jesus, praise God? What would we do without the Holy Spirit? Because without the Holy Spirit, we don't have Christ. The Bible says without His Spirit, you're not of His. But with His Spirit, praise God, you're a part of Him. He's a part of you, praise God. You're a part of the body of Christ, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. And the grace of God only comes through the Holy Ghost. Only way. Praise God, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, praise God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's the only place you can have it. Without the Holy Spirit, you're not righteous in the eyes of God. You must be born again by the Holy Spirit of God to be righteous. Without the Holy Spirit of God, you don't have peace with God. Amen. You're lost. You ain't got peace. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't have joy in your life. Listen, amen. Listen to the apostles in this Bible. Praise God. They was beaten down and locked up. Praise God. But at midnight, they were singing praises to God. What was in them? They had peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says. That's the true joy of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Even when you get beat down, Brother Mike, you can have joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. It's not just hearing a fancy sermon that makes you feel good. Amen. You've got joy in the truth. You've got joy in Christ Jesus because the Holy Ghost is in you. Praise God. Do you understand? Praise God. When Jesus is living in you, praise God, through the Spirit, amen, He's talking to you. He's leading you. He's guiding you, praise God. Amen. I can, brother, Clarence, I can go to bed at night and be troubled, and I say, Lord, would you show me what I need to do? And praise God, usually He'll give me a dream and show me exactly what I need to do. Praise God. He still talks. He's still real. And praise God, when I need help, praise God, I can feel them arms around me, praise God. That Spirit that He's gave me, praise God, inside of me, I can feel them, praise God, just wrap His arms around me and help me and strengthen me, praise God. Praise God. Hope. The Bible gives you hope, praise God, in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hope, joy, and peace, and believing, praise God. That hope may abound in the Holy Ghost, praise God. I got hope. Amen. The Bible teaches that the Holy Ghost is the down payment to your inheritance. Praise God, when you get saved, that indwelling of the Spirit comes. That's a down payment, praise God. As long as you got that down payment in you, working in you, praise God, amen, you're going to have a home in the kingdom, praise God. But without that Holy Ghost in you, you're going to be lost. The Bible says the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Ghost, praise God. Now look at Acts chapter 4, I'll show you something. Oh Lord, Acts 4, verse 31. says when they prayed, they was asking God for something. What was they asking? For boldness to preach God's Word. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God with boldness, praise God. Oh, praise God. Ain't nothing else like it, praise God. Praise God, Brother Micah. That summer 2004, when God started to bless me, and we had them outside meetings down Jones's Creek and down there at Eastbrook, praise God, I knew that the Holy Ghost was there on me. I knew that Jesus Christ was right there with me, and praise God, I could preach His Word. I could stand right there and preach it just as straight as it needed to be preached. Praise God, and if somebody said something against it, it wouldn't bother me because I know, amen, I was in the truth and in the right because the Spirit of God was upon me. Praise God, He'll give you that boldness, praise God. When the Spirit of God is in you, He'll give you boldness. Read about them apostles before they got the Holy Ghost. They was hiding in the upper room, had the doors locked. They got filled up with the Spirit, man. They went out and hit the streets and started telling people about a man named Jesus Christ. He'll give you the boldness, praise God, to, amen, witness to your family. He'll give you a little something in you that'll reach out and touch their hearts and put some conviction on them when you talk to them, praise God. Amen. There's power in that. That's the power you want. God taught me, Brother Clarence, never pray for the power without praying for the love. The love is the power. Praise God. God is love. And where the Spirit of God is, there's love. Praise God. Praise God. You know you can only be kept by the Holy Ghost. We are kept by the power of God through faith on the salvation. Praise God. You think you're going to stay saved without the Holy Ghost? You're going to be lost, guaranteed. You think you're going to have power over the enemy, over the world without the Holy Spirit? You ain't got it. Praise the Lamb of God. I look at the church world today and I see how the devil's got them beat down in sin. In sin and the things of the world. And I want to know what's wrong. But I know what's wrong. They ain't got the Holy Spirit. They're not filled with the Holy Spirit of God and they don't got the victory of God. Amen. They should be at the altar begging God to fill them, amen, to give them power and strength, but they're not doing it because they're satisfied in the world and they're going to be deceived. They're going to lose out on it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those five foolish virgins, they thought they was going in, but they didn't have the oil in their lamp. It went out. And He said, I don't know you. Depart from me. I don't know you. How does He know us? Through the Holy Ghost. Praise God, through the Spirit of God in you, that's how Christ knows you. Without that Spirit in you, He doesn't know you. Know means it's intimate. Adam knew Eve and she bare Cain. It's an intimate relationship. And it comes through the Holy Spirit. Without it, you don't got it. And praise God, you're going to be lost. You got to have it, praise God, in you. Amen. Praise God, we don't have to be bound down by the things of the world. Praise God. Amen, I know where the victory lies. It's in the Spirit of God. He that walks in the Spirit won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Those that's under grace, those with the Spirit of God, sin no more has dominion over them. Praise God. Amen. There's victory in Jesus today in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Romans chapter 5. Look at it. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God is shed abroad. Praise God unto us. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, how do we get this love of God? It's through the Holy Ghost. Praise God, it's the only way, ain't it, brother? You gotta get down and pray it down from heaven. And listen, people say, well, I got love. I got love. Well, now look, I was a lost man. I love my family. I love my mommy, my daddy, my wife, my brother. I love those that love me. Now, a natural man can love them that love him. That's not the love of God. Praise God, the love of God is going to cause you to love them that don't love you. God's going to cause you, amen, to love people that's not like you. God's going to cause you to love your enemy, those that despitefully use you, that talk about you behind your back, that spit upon you, amen, and do you wrong. Look at Jesus and when He hung on the cross.
Right.
Praise God, they mocked Him, beat Him, treated Him so bad. And praise God, He looked down and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He had a love for them people that was killing Him.
Amen.
Well, you say, that's the Son of God. Well, how about Stephen the deacon? He was being stoned. He said, Lord Jesus, lay not this sin against them. forgive them is what he was saying. He had the love of God in him, even for his enemies that was killing him. That's agape love, the Bible. That's charity. That's the true love of God. And you'll not get it from nowhere besides on your knees asking it from God. Praise God. And not only that, but you'll love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. How are you going to get that? You get it on your knees. It comes from the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to cause you to love God. Amen, amen. Serve Him and do what's right by Him over anything. It's through the Spirit of God, amen. The Spirit of God is going to give you that love. If without the Spirit, you ain't going to have it. Praise God. You're not going to have it. Oh, Lord. Praise God. Amen. What would we do without Jesus? Praise God. What would we do without the Spirit of God? Lord, where would we be? I'd be lost. I wouldn't know what to do. Well, that's how you'd have the Bible. But praise God, without the Spirit, you can't understand that Bible. Praise God, without the Spirit, you can't understand it. Amen. You got to have the Spirit of God working in you, teaching you, leading you, and guiding you. Praise God. I'm glad today, praise God, that I can know that I'm a child of the King. Praise God, because the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. The Holy Spirit bears witness with me.
Yeah.
Praise God with everybody that's really saved.
Amen.
Now look at Luke 11:11. Let me show you what my Lord said. What Jesus taught, praise God, about this. Luke 11:11. Luke 11:11. He says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Praise God.